stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's welcome to Friday, TGIF as they say.
TGIF.
April 26th. And we're almost at the end of April, too.
I know.
Wow. My birthday's coming up next month.
Oh, yes.
Somebody had to remind me because I forget.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
remember birthdays.
I know you're like a week before. Wait, when's your birthday again?
May 10th.
That's right. Okay, yeah. I knew you were like a week before. My dad is the 17th. So I remember it was like a week. And then my boyfriend's is the 28th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's not a Taurus. He's a Gemini, right?
Oh, he's total Gemini.
Yeah.
Total Gemini.
Both my kids are Geminis, born in June, you know. So, yeah, these people, man, sometimes, you know.
You know what's fun is like, well, you know how crazy I can be, and I'm all over the place. Yeah. He is, too, so it's perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you match in that way.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, that's good.
And then when I'm off the rocker, he grounds me.
Yeah.
So they can be grounding, so that's good.
So, yeah, my kids are grounding to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And especially when they were young, you know. I mean, when you have kids when they're first born, you're like, wow, you know, my life has changed forever.
I wouldn't know yet, but.
Yeah, I know. But it grounds you. I mean, it wakes you up very quickly to realize you've got a responsibility now, you know, and it's a major one, too.
Aww.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how you doing today?
I'm good. I have a photo shoot today.
Yeah?
So, yeah, it's funny because, like, you know, I did this juice cleanse and everything. Okay, well, obviously, today I'm clear on caffeine.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't had it in, like, I don't know, 2 weeks. And
wow.
I wasn't going to. And here's the thing. I've been making my own shakes in the morning with, like, spirulina and chlorella. And they actually weed out caffeine. You don't need caffeine anymore. They make you naturally.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They make you naturally, like, hyper. And, anyways, our guest is here. I'm just calling them in.
Okay. Yeah.
If you make a shake, it takes about a week to, like, kind of kick it out of your system. But once you, like, have your shakes every day with, you know, the chlorella or spirulina, you kind of, like, you know, hi, you can sit down.
Yeah, have a seat.
You kind of, you just don't need it. Like, you feel good. It keeps you awake all day long and helps you sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I went this morning to make my shake, and I have all the ingredients, and then I realized, oh, my God, I don't have anything to mix it with. Because you can't just pour water in the shake.
Yeah.
Because if you do it, it gets, like, clumpy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't explain it. And then this is when I spill it all over the floor, and this is when I get mad, and it goes, you know, I go to drink it, and it goes all over me. It's because it's water in there. I can't, you know? So I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So, and then this sucks because I already had it all in the blender with the ice. So I stuck the whole blender in the freezer. And I'm like, I'll deal with this tomorrow. So I have to go buy almond milk today. So it works right. But anyway, I went spray tanning for my photo shoot later. And Coffee Bean was sitting there. And it was saying, Brigetta, come inside.
Please come get me.
Please come inside. So I did, and I went inside, and I got a pomegranate blueberry blend, which they're so good.
Wow, it sounds good.
Yeah, and then I added 2 shots of espresso, which I know is stupid because I haven't had caffeine in 2 weeks.
Right.
And now look what it's done.
Yeah, I know. You're like all over the place.
I know.
Jumping up, bumping up.
I know. Worse than normal. But it is quite filling. And then, and I'm like, all that juicing for, you know, a nice sugary tasting amazingness. So I will say that, you know, like, I did cheat that one day, and I had a little bit of the chocolate, and I was so sick.
Yeah.
So
I know. Yeah. You had chocolate. You shouldn't have had it.
I know.
You know.
But it did help a lot with, like, all of my craving. I mean, I still crave sugar. I can't help it. I need to do some kind of, like, sugar cleanse completely. I mean, this was really hard for me.
Right.
This, like, cleanse that I just did was, like, very hard. I do see a difference in my body, which is cool. But, I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. Yeah. I'm not really, I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I have this shoot today for
For a tool company?
A tool company, yeah.
Oh, great. So you're going to be in all the machine shops and everything, you know, and the calendars. And
it's this new company, and we'll eventually have them on because it's really cool. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it yet. Right. They invented something that is no one's, like, thought of yet. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. And it happens to be me and a girlfriend doing it together, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're wearing, like, you know, being told the hot tool babes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't.
No bikinis or anything?
No, no, but they're like, you know, barely their tops and like jeans, like, yeah. I think, like, he wanted jean shorts, and I'm like, jean shorts? Okay, here's the thing. I don't know what it is with guys, and I've noticed they like the white tank top look with jean shorts.
Right.
I don't think that's, like...
You don't think it's sexy?
No, I think it's redneck.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's, like, I don't know, trashy in a way. And maybe it's just because I grew up in Maryland and there's a lot of redneck there, so I can say this, you know? But I just find it kind of trashy.
Yeah.
I don't know, so I just...
Well, maybe
I don't,
that's the look they're going after,
I
you
guess.
Know? Trashy
well,
look.
I'm just not into jean shorts. I will say if it cross between jean shorts or jean skirt,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna... I mean, a skirt is way more sexy than shorts.
Mm.
I mean,
that depends. It depends.
Okay, but I will say this too. Not only that, but see, for us girls, here's another thing. I have a complex. I will totally tell you this. So, you know, I was a dancer for years.
Right.
And I played field hockey. So being in like ballet and dance and then hockey, you know, I naturally have thicker muscular thighs.
Right.
I don't like wearing shorts because it accentuates my thighs.
Oh, really?
And I feel like you're just staring at the thigh the whole time. Like, you know what I mean? It's this piece of fabric wrapped around it and my like thigh is like protruding out of it. I feel like it's so disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that you gotta match your clothes for however you know, for the shape of your body.
If it's a skirt, it's like, oh, they look kind of like skinny and normal in the skirt.
Right.
I know that makes no sense, but to me it does.
Yeah.
And then I'm okay if I'm in a bikini, because when I'm in a bikini, you see the whole picture and you don't focus on my thunder thighs.
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
You don't have thunder thighs. Relax.
I feel like
it's all relative.
Well,
you know?
He wants me to wear jean shorts, and I'm like, well, I don't even own a pair of jean shorts. I don't even own shorts. I own one pair of shorts, and they are like long, like total, like running shorts, but they're like not long, but you know what I mean? They're not the kind, like you would go hiking in them.
Right.
That's the only pair I own in my entire closet, and I have thousands of clothes.
Okay, well, put it on and see if he likes it. You know,
anyway,
if he thinks it looks good, then what the hell?
I want to
know
if this is like my complex or if other women do they see what I'm saying? I'm just curious.
Every woman's got a complex about her body. I think even guys do. You know, so
I think we should have people tweet me at Real Brigetta or you know call in or something and let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know. I personally want to know. Or write on my Facebook page. I want to know shorts or skirts.
Right.
And do you have the same? Do you like have the same complex as me? Is it like, you know, the fabric? Yeah, anyway.
Right.
Okay, I'm
no.
stopping.
Maybe those are designed more for like 20-year-olds, you know, and things like that. You know?
I see
maybe.
Everybody in shorts all the time, though. And
yeah?
I'm like, if only I could wear them.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
And yeah, and you wear a lot of stuff that I'm sure other women are saying, oh, I wish I could wear that.
It's because they're not looking at my thighs. They're looking at the whole packet. It's different.
There you go. The whole package is fine. Relax.
You know, I never joined a sorority just because I was scared of the fact that that during rush week, they were going to stick me up on a table and draw on my thunder thighs and write fat here.
Oh,
you know, you see that in movies and stuff?
Yeah.
So I used to be terrified, like, oh my God, that's what's going to happen. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I never did.
So that's your pet peeve is your thighs.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a guest in the studio, and we're also going to have a guest on the phone. So let's quickly introduce you first, and then we'll take a little break, talk to the caller and stuff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We don't even know what your name is because you're late.
I'm Emily.
I really enjoy
Emily,
the thigh
okay.
discussion.
But do you see what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. You got to get them baggy. Just baggy enough.
Yeah.
And just enough fringe, you know,
okay.
to kind of like, you know.
So, like, fringe is the key, because I haven't worn
them in
years.
I actually don't know. I don't own a pair of jean shorts.
Wow.
See?
The tribulations of being a woman,
let
me tell
you, man. And I'm Canadian. Apparently, that's, like, our uniform.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's different, because in Canada, if they're, like, wearing jean shorts and a white tank, that's fine. Because I think of Canada as being, like, all super healthy and super natural, and that's, like, great. But if it's in the U.S., I don't know. I look at it like redneck trash. It's totally different.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No.
I don't know. I mean, we're... Canadians are like made fun of for wearing shorts and like jean shorts and socks with sandals.
Yeah, that,
I'm not
that,
sure if that's any better.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, that's
I might take the thunder thighs.
But talking about that, you know, did you? I don't know if you saw the opening of the Bush Library yesterday.
No.
And I guess they brought the elder George Bush there. He's on a wheelchair. Wearing pink socks.
Stop it.
And they're like, they stand out so much.
Stop it.
They even did a story on CNN about it. I saw a picture yesterday. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Where's his dress?
Someone was trying to pull a joke on him.
What I think is funny is like, you know, he's not president anymore. He had to make a statement. He wanted to stay in the news.
Right.
You know?
But this is the elder one, you know, 91 years old, man.
Any press is good press.
We're talking about it.
Exactly.
Well, Emily, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
So tell us, you represent an organization, right? Or
yeah,
what is
so,
it exactly?
Yeah, so I'm one of the owners and directors of Moksha Yoga LA, mm-hmm. which is a hot yoga studio in Los Angeles at La Brea and 3rd.
Okay.
And
no yeah, wonder you guys met, right? Have you met before?
Actually, no. It was all emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that you found each other.
I kind of got a snippet of a cleanse, and I'm like, we need to talk.
We should talk.
We need to talk. but yeah, I'm mostly here to talk about Sweat for Change, which is a ridiculous campaign that we created and just has blown our minds. Sweat for Change, we started planning for it. It came out of the seed of an idea that we wanted to basically get people to realize their full their greatest potential by doing the things that scare them. Mm. So we, you know, long story short, I picked a charity called Little Kids Rock, and we decided to do this 30-day challenge and get everybody to fundraise. In support of them, you know, their commitment to practicing sweaty yoga 30 days in a row. Right. And it was phenomenal. We've now raised over $112,000.
Wow.
In just over 30 days. Thanks so
That's
much.
Amazing.
30 days?
Yeah. It literally
Someone's
was
doing the right job out there, you know?
Well, what was so cool about it was that it wasn't huge donations. It was literally like,
just a
village of sweaty yogis.
Yeah.
Just like, game on. Let's do this. It was a whole bunch of $10 donations. And
see, okay, I'm so glad you said this, because my biggest thing has been to him that, remember when I was saying like every dollar counts? And it doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $2 or 50 cents, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, everything counts because it all adds up. And that's a prime example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Do you know that I donated, because I felt the dollar's not enough, I donated $50 to them.
Did you?
Yeah.
To who?
Good. They were like elated. Not to you.
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about
another company.
We're talking about a company.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, never too late.
I know. Well, you tell us about it, and we'll donate there too. You know. She's like, oh, there's a donator there.
Ding 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 ding. No, but it was really cool. I mean, one of the coolest things was that, you know, when we started, we set the goal of $100,000, and then almost immediately I was like, no, scratch it out, put 50, and even that's really scary. And then I was like, wait, that is in direct conflict with the possibility that I'm creating.
Right.
So it's like I gotta do this thing that's really scary.
Yeah.
And then as a result, this whole challenge became truly about that, and I just watched like our whole team of people who were on board organizing it. We all went through the fear of like, oh my God, how are we gonna pull this off?
Right.
And then we were having to, you know, introduce it to students, and they were like, first of all, 30 days of hot yoga in a row, that's crazy.
Right.
That's really challenging. And then
I would do it.
Yeah,
I wish,
you
like,
would do
okay,
it.
Dude, I totally would. Yeah. I do hot yoga.
Yeah,
you know? But
she
what
loves
kind
it.
Of, like, if I don't like Bikram, essentially. Is it Bikram or is it?
It's called Moksha.
Okay, Moksha.
Yeah, and everyone wants to know the difference between Bikram and Moksha.
Okay.
And the main differences are that, in terms of like the physical practice, the main Moksha series. It's got a little more upper body strength, core strengthening,
That's
hip openers to relieve lower back pain. So,
perfect.
Yeah, it's a different.
I would like yours so much better. Because I went to Bikram yoga yesterday, and I love going to yoga. And I've been going to Core Power in San Diego.
Nice.
And then, like, I went to Bikram Silver Lake there. And I just didn't like it because it was first of all, I crashed a motorcycle in September.
Wow.
So I can't do a lot of balance things.
Yeah.
And all theirs was stand-up balance, yeah, pretty much. And it was so hot. I was standing under the hot vent, just coming off a cleanse. And I'm like, and of course, I'm the last spot in the room. So I have the one where it's hitting me, the heat in the face. And I'm kind of like, oh, I'm sort of dizzy. I don't know. And we're trying to do these balance things that I can't do. And I'm like, oh, darn it.
Yeah.
And I love yoga. I love it, love it.
We've got these amazing radiant heat panels and this really awesome system that cleans the air. So it's got like hospital grade air filtration. So you feel like... It's a nice quality of air. The whole studio is built eco-friendly, so it's really
awesome.
It's really conscientious, and obviously there's a huge community component. But yeah, this challenge really took on a life of its own.
Just watching
people like really realize their own strength, like physically, but also like the power that it, or the courage it takes to ask people for even $10 donations, mm-hmm, and to tell people what you're up to. It's kind of like people are nervous to do that, and it was just people kind of confronting that and getting really excited about this greater cause. And everyone, you know,
that's
everyone
so
can
cool.
get behind music for kids. And we get to now say that with what we've raised so far, we're able to affect the lives of over 6,800 kids with bringing them music. And it's an amazing organization. We're actually doing our last celebration, which you guys should totally come to.
And it's an
80s dance party.
Oh my God, yeah.
80s prom dance party
so fun.
This Sunday, and it's our last like celebration / fundraiser. We're doing a huge silent auction, and we're inviting everyone. It's at the Dragonfly.
Oh, I love the Dragonfly.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Oh yeah. Amazing. Actually, one of the owners, or the owner, he used to be my neighbor.
No way,
back
which
when
one?
I lived at, oh my God, I can't remember his name right now. It's been so long.
Is that
Anthony?
I lived at the Palazzo, so he was...
You did?
Yeah, years ago.
You were living right around the corner from Moksha.
See, I didn't even know.
On 3rd, were you?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like La Brea and 3rd, I see, right?
Yeah, right by Yogurtland.
Absolutely come there.
Absolutely.
I'm going to.
Done.
And then I'm going to talk about it.
So Moksha Yoga, you founded it, right? You're the owner?
Actually, one of my partners is the co-founder, Jessica Robertson, who's incredible. I have two partners, Dina Robertson and Jessica Robertson. They're sisters, and I pretend to be their sister also. She's like half of the brain behind creating Moksha, and it's an amazing community of independently owned hot yoga studios that now spans across the world, mostly in Canada, but now in the U.S. and there's a bunch of other studios internationally starting to open up as well.
What other locations are there? Are they
in the United States? Mm-hmm. New York, Minneapolis, Cincinnati, and L.A.
Are there any others in California or
not yet?
Okay,
but we are looking. Yeah, it's been just amazing. And
so, do you find that in these other places, yoga is pretty popular too?
You mean as where Moksha Studios are?
Yeah, like those places
like
you
New York
mentioned. Yeah, like New York and things like that. I mean, it's pretty...
Everywhere.
Well, New York,
huge.
Yes, but you mentioned a couple of other places.
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I mean, is yoga really popular there?
Absolutely. You know, I think what makes... I mean, I think there's a bunch of things that make Moksha special and make people want to come, but I think one of the main things... Aside from that, I mean, it's a solid product. It's a solid workout. You're like 100% going to feel so much better physically, mentally, emotionally. That's like a given.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, that extra is just like such a strong community, such a strong connection. If people like classically just walk in and are like, I feel like I'm home, you know?
Wow.
And one of my favorite students, to walk through the door are the ones that are like, I hate yoga. I'm not flexible. I don't like the heat. I, you know, I've never been like stayed a member at a gym for any length of time, and I'm like, yeah, bring
we'll
it
get
on.
You.
I know, yeah. And then they're like, what the hell did you do?
See, Sam, this like, is perfect for him.
Right,
this
it is.
Be, you should come.
It is. I'll give it a try.
We should go do a class together.
Yeah.
Because he was like, he wants to do something, and he signed up for a gym. Yeah. And then he just wound up. I think he went like once or twice.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm
that
over
was
this.
About it.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on, you gotta do it.
No, I gotta do some physical activity for sure, you know? I mean, I sit on my ass all day and I feel it because when I need to exert myself a little bit, it just, you know, it's hard.
Right.
It's really hard. So
yeah.
So yoga might be a good thing, you know?
You know what? You've heard so much, like, from me, spewing from me the past year and a half. Like,
yeah.
You have to come out. Yeah. I want to go, and if I go, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The deal.
All right.
Okay.
There's something
sounds
about
good.
Sweating,
it's worth it.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I know. She said,
like,
what'd you say about sweat? You did like sweat, right?
Oh.
On you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You didn't like to touch your sweat, but you like to sweat because...
Here's the funny thing. So, I know, and I got yelled at Bikram, like, big time.
You got yelled at.
They were laughing, like, she was laughing at me. Uh-huh. She's like, oh my God, you're so funny. She's like, we'll get you over this. I'm like, no, you won't. I've always been this way. I like, you know, my hands and my feet just sweat a lot. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was young, and people would be like, oh God, clammy hands, mm-hmm. and doctors would be like, we'll give you the stuff that makes it stop sweating, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that because it's my way of like getting rid of toxins, and for whatever reason, I guess I get rid of more than you do, so like, you know. But the only thing, that being said, is when I'm in a hot yoga class and you have to touch your feet, I can't do it. I can't touch my sweaty feet because it feels like, you know, when your foot has that itch. And
yeah,
it's that constant, that's what happens. And I'm like, it's like nails going on a chalkboard. Like, it's the worst feeling for me. So I use a towel. And
exactly.
I put
I was
a
just
towel.
Gonna say, towel technique.
I got yelled at. They're like, you can't use a towel. Bikram doesn't allow you to use anything. And I'm like, I'm just using it to not touch my feet. It's not like I'm pulling into it or anything, I swear. And they stopped the whole class. The whole class is staring at me. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really happening
that's
right
amazing.
Now.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
It's yoga abuse.
So yesterday, I wore my socks.
Shut up. That's awesome.
I'm like, I don't want to be yelled at in class, so I'm wearing socks.
Were they
time.
Toe socks?
No.
They gotta be toe socks.
They were flat out, full on socks because I didn't want to touch my feet.
That's awesome. So you're learning all the quick
yeah,
tips.
Yeah, I mean,
here.
Yeah, it's like people with the strange things.
And then they're obviously sweat. Your feet were sweating even more.
They were.
Yeah.
But I'm not touching them.
Exactly.
So it's okay.
She didn't have to touch them.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So when did you get into yoga? Have you been into it for a long time?
Yeah, it's funny because I was actually one of those people that was like, absolutely not. I lived in New York and I was like pretty high strung, neurotic, insomniac.
Yeah.
Like my version of exercise was to like run as quickly as I could, like, like usually away from something
or someone.
Or someone. Yeah. And I was always like, you know, yoga's for like people who like sipping on tea, you know, and I like chamomile and then finally one day it was at this, like, you know, I got like a free class or something like that. I ended up going to a yoga studio and tried it and actually didn't really like it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like pretty slow. And then eventually I found hot yoga. I found Moksha. This was probably 10 years ago. Or
I did go to it actually in New York. I did go to a
in
Moksha.
In the West Village?
I remember my sister took me.
Nice.
I did go.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Awesome.
Okay. Yay. Sorry. That's why I knew it. I know the name. Okay.
But I remember my first class. I was like, first of all, like had the giggle fits because I was like, what is going on? I'm sweating so much. I've never sweat this much in my life. And then by the end of it, I was like, had this real, I, you know, finished in Shavasana, which is, for those of you who are like, what's that?
Yeah, what's Shavasana?
It's basically like yogi nap time at the end.
Oh,
laying down, going like, realizing I've just worked my butt off. Like I've never felt that like that before. Like I was so physically spent, but but also so quiet in my mind, I was able to sleep. And coming from someone who had insomnia for years and years, I was just like, I can't not do this.
It completely changed your life.
Totally, 100%. And then that was just the beginning of the end for me.
Wow.
And it's then, aside from that, it's just so fun and like,
yeah,
it's enjoyable. It's just something that
it's
that
really
is
rejuvenating.
Like, yeah. It's a really nice.
Yeah,
thing.
I really should try it.
You should.
I should consider it.
Because, and I'll tell you, like, my boyfriend, you've met him, and he works out. He's like a gym rat. He, like, you know, he's a manly man. He does hot yoga all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was the one making me do it all last week. I'm like, we're cleansing. I can't do this. And I'm like putting peppermint oil all over to, like, keep me cool. It was really funny.
Yeah.
But just because I just was so worn out from the cleanse, it was so funny. But he does it all the time. And
so hot yoga?
Hot yoga.
And
what does that mean? They heat up the room?
Oh, yeah.
And you sweat a lot?
Yeah.
Like a sauna.
It's like a sauna.
What we use radiant heat panels. So what it does is it heats up surfaces, and the surfaces then heat the air. So it's not like blowing air.
I see.
But it's this beautiful.
Yours is better.
It's a beautiful form of heat with this amazing air circulation. So it feels almost like the warmth of the sun.
Right.
And you just.
Yeah.
You are pouring sweat.
Wow. Oh, you are
and
like, yeah,
so, you're pouring. You can literally, you can wring out your, like, your shirt.
Wow. Afterwards.
You can.
So the heat is meant to make you sweat?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
Yeah.
I mean, does it have any other effects?
The skin holds the most toxins in the body, so to get the sweat is an incredible detoxification. Mm. It also loosens up the muscles. It also helps to increase the heart rate, so you're getting that extra cardiovascular component.
Right.
And what's so cool about, you know, I'm glad you touched on that, because people always think yoga is for, you know, ballerinas,
right?
You know, or like tea people, like I thought, right?
Yeah.
No offense to tea people. I totally like tea,
I'm
too.
A tea person.
I love tea. I do. But
whatever.
I also
you
love
tea
coffee. But like we have a lot of the times, like I'm going to teach the nude. Sometimes in the midday, it's like half of the room are dudes and like athletes, and we get a lot of pro athletes in Canada. We train a lot of the like professional hockey teams, and you know, we've trained a lot of football. Actually, all of our male teachers are ex-football players.
Yeah.
So it's really a mix. And what's so rad about this, you know, it's so cool just going in to teach and practicing in the studio, because you look around and it's like, you cannot pinpoint the type of person that's in there. It's every single person. It's you know, people in their early 20s to 70s,
right.
And it's men and women, and you know, the likely yogis, the unlikely yogis, and everyone in between. And it's so cool because everyone's just like, let's get sweaty.
And you know what else I think? Totally. And what else I think is great? Well, A, you're going to love it because everyone's like half naked.
There's that too.
But
everybody's half naked.
But what I think is great is, like, I don't know, I guess coming from like the East Coast mentality, and it's my parents.
Where
totally,
are you from again? Maryland?
Maryland.
Okay.
But coming from over there, and it's like, oh, you have to wear that, or even LA, certain parts of LA, where like you have to wear these special yoga outfits, or like the yoga snobs will be like, oh my God, you're wearing that. You know, but I find that in certain types of communities, like especially hot yoga, no one cares.
Right.
Like everyone's, you're just so into your, it doesn't matter. And that's what I love about, you know, I guess like the hot yoga community. It's like, I could be wearing my underwear. Not that I would do that, but I could be wearing it. And it's totally fine. It doesn't matter. And it's like, I don't know, like yesterday I thought about that. Like that was like my thought when I was in the class trying to
But the whole thing's so kind of ridiculous in a way that you're just like, you kind of surrender to this, the fact that like we're all in the same boat. We're all pouring sweat. So
right.
It's like, I mean, I guess you could say there is something sexy about it too, because it's kind of like, it's just.
I was staring at my boyfriend the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is hard to concentrate.
But at the same time, there's no keeping it pretty.
No.
Right.
And I think that's just like the coolest thing about it, because I feel like some studios I go to that weren't hot yoga that I would just go to, it's like that, I don't know, I just, and it's like you wouldn't think that being in a yogi community, they're just like, oh, well, she's not been here that long. So, and then you get this like snooty attitude. And I used to be like, what?
Yeah.
And I hated that. And then when I would go into, you know, the hot yoga, no one cares. It's all like, it's a totally different vibe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's also something too. Like, I think sometimes, and I've had this experience too, you know, especially when I was first starting out, going into studios where it was like yoga Olympic, like it was like yoga gymnast moves, you know,
right.
Like really, really advanced moves that you couldn't possibly do if you were a beginner. And the cool thing, you know, something that we really believe in is like making yoga really accessible, but within that, kicking people's butts.
Right.
So creating a practice that anyone can do, mm-hmm. but it is really challenging within that. So it's simple,
right.
but it's like really effective.
Yeah.
You know, and it brings everyone in the same room, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do people get injured from this or?
Yeah. I haven't.
Because you really push yourself, right?
You know what? I've helped my injuries. I'm telling you, my ankle is so much better, and it's been since September, and I've had major issues with it. You know that. And I'm finding that it's more. I guess it's like a therapy in a way, and I'm taking it slow, and I'm not doing all the standing stuff as much as I can. But like, there, I mean, I have way more movement with my ankle than I did before, and my wrist is fine.
The thing too about Moksha is that it's based in the therapeutics of yoga. Jessica Robertson, one of the co-founders, and also Dina, who's, you know, our other partner, come from a long line of sports injuries, and Jess had really bad scoliosis growing up, and or a back brace, and all sorts of things, and just dealing with so many athletes, really creating like the foundation that works for you now. When you're, you know, like say you're 20, and you know, practicing it every single day, it's still working for you into your 70s and it's or 80s. I mean, we've had people into their 90s practice at a Moksha studio. So it's not like everything we do has an element of like healing, rehabilitation, strengthening, and mobilizing, and I've watched so many people come in with injuries and leave without,
wow.
at the very least, leave without pain. So, it addresses that in a subtle way and in a way that's fun.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, like, it's kind of like, it's kind of like the side effect.
Right.
It's,
so you push yourself, but it's a more,
it's
like,
safe.
Yeah, it's,
not,
it's a safer
it's not,
way to
like
do
I
it.
Said, it's not, it's nothing, it's no, there's no yoga tricks. There's no, there's nothing that you can't do as a first timer. However, it's still challenging because we're finding the we're finding the challenge within the simplicity and within the safety.
Right.
Because so it's smart.
You know, my son goes to CrossFit and shit, and the stuff that they do there.
Oh yeah.
I just can't. I wouldn't even begin to be able to do it.
Tried it.
And yet, you know, and they, some of them, you know, incur injuries and stuff. You know, because.
Oh, yeah.
It's really tough. I mean, they really push you and stuff. You
this
know?
Is definitely the guy. What she's saying.
So
I mean,
yoga
total,
seems
it's
like
funny. We have an amazing CrossFit studio right beside us, and we love them.
So funny.
They're so rad, and they all practice at the studio.
We go hang out
with them. I have yet to do I'm kind of scared of the like the running down the street with the dumbbells.
Yeah,
but I will do it. I will totally do it.
I'd be that one that'd be like, there goes it on my foot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's broken.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool. It's cool to see all those guys too who are like huge muscle guys and rocking some yoga.
Yeah.
Sounds
good. Now I see here on your website you have phone apps. You want to tell us a little bit about that? I mean, is that yours?
Phone apps.
Oh,
yes.
I'm a Moksha Yoga LA.
Yep, perfect.
Okay.
No,
I actually was going to ask you because I'm tweeting. I'm going to tweet
so
right
I'm
now.
So I'm not wrong about it, huh?
Yeah, I'm just like the
Not
very technically savvy, but yes, I can talk about the phone app.
Let's give everyone the website first again.
Yeah.
So you say it again. So
la.mokshayoga.ca.
Actually, that's what it routes to, but just Moksha, Moksha, yoga, la.com.
And what about your Twitter? Do you guys have a Twitter? Is it just Moksha Yoga?
Moksha Yoga LA.
Yeah, Moksha Yoga LA.
Because I'm tweeting right now, so people can
shut
listen.
Shut up, that's amazing.
Shut up.
Well, the biggest thing right now is we want to invite everyone to come celebrate with this enormous the victory we feel that we're ready to 80s dance about, which is this Sunday at the Dragonfly. Tickets at the
Where's
door.
Where's the Dragonfly? Is that here in Studio City here?
It's in Hollywood. Yeah, it's Hollywood. Santa Monica Boulevard. And it's
like Wilcox?
Wilcox,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cahuenga.
Oh,
okay. And
yeah.
So it's not far from here.
Right.
And it's this awesome music venue. We've got insane live music. Amazing DJ who Dina found at Sundance, who was doing just ridiculous mixes. And yeah, the whole thing is 80s, and we've got rad silent auction stuff going on. Everyone's invited. And to get a ticket, basically advance is $20, and you just essentially you donate $20
right.
to crowdrise.com. /sweatforchange
/LA
Okay. And by donating $20, you have a automatic ticket. You'll be put on the guest list. If you show up at the door, it's $30. All the money goes towards Little Kids Rock, which is just a killer, amazing, amazing nonprofit that brings music. These guys, we brought them in. We brought these kids, a group of kids into the studio to do a live rock, Little Kids Rock concert, and it I wish I could play it. It's on my phone, but I wish I could recreate that for you right now.
That's
I can't.
Awesome.
But they were so amazingly
really?
Talented, and you know, talking to them afterwards, it's like, oh, when did you start learning you know, how to sing, how to play the guitar and drums and all. They're like, September. Damn.
Really? Yeah.
So good. And they're just incredible. The Little Kids Rock is all over the United States. Mm-hmm. And we focused on LA, so we've been able to have a huge impact against 6,800 kids.
Wow.
have been affected forever.
In what way? What do you mean they will be affected?
Meaning that we're able to, we've with our 30-day challenge, Sweat for Change, we've raised over $112,000.
Right,
wow.
Which is amazing.
And again, so, that was $10 donation. That was like
right.
a whole bunch of people getting sweaty for $10 donations, and
right.
it just.
So the money goes. what do they do with it?
Okay, so they train teachers, and
okay.
these teachers are so inspiring. And they train teachers to then come into schools, underprivileged schools all across the United States, and create music programs, and they're really bringing popular music into these schools, so that kids are inspired to be in school, and they're singing music and they're playing music that they love.
Right.
So it's really fun for them, and you just watch these kids completely light up, like
it's
really, really cool.
And I think it's awesome too, because like, I mean, they are taking, and I spoke to schools in the inner city of Southside Chicago for a program totally different, but I mean similar but different.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, it was just amazing, because they took away the PE programs and they took away the art and
right,
music
the
programs
music, right.
from all these
a lot
schools.
Of schools.
So
do
they've
that.
Got, which I think is crazy, because they've got nothing to do except for go home and get involved in a lot of the gangs and the bad activities that go
right.
on. After. They
well,
don't have
yeah.
any after school activities. So by this, in a lot of the inner city schools, and I'm sure it's the same kind of everywhere, it's like kind of like idle hands, like giving them something to do and giving them, you know, instruments or a way to kind of like, you know, kind of like put that energy into something
right,
creative
channel it into
where they
something
never
else.
Would
right.
have had a chance to do before. And that's what I think is phenomenal about it.
Yeah, create. Yeah. I mean, you see so much confidence in these kids
mm-hmm.
and creative energy and just a sense of purpose and excitement just about life and about, you know, expressing themselves. And I think that is, to me, I mean, I'm deeply connected to music, which is why, you know, decided to focus on that. And I just think it's such a great way for kids to have that outlet and to really have access
mm-hmm.
to their greatest strength and their greatest power.
Right.
And I think it goes such a long way.
Yeah.
It goes such a long way. I'm not sure what my life would look like without having that music. You know, I think
yeah.
we all have stories like that, right?
Right?
So,
that's
true.
Or whether it's sports or music or whatever that extra thing was that you got to do that
yep.
you really got to pour yourself into and love totally.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah.
Sounds good. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Emily from Moksha Yoga LA.
You said that very well.
I guess I did.
People call it all sorts of things.
Yeah. And you guys are doing this this fundraising event and stuff. It's a 1980s prom theme.
Prom theme, and we've extended that to, like, you know, just 1980s, whatever inspires you. Yeah. I know people are going to be wearing, like, 80s workout gear, too.
It's going to be so fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Party for a purpose. And that's coming up, I see, April 28th.
This Sunday. At the Dragonfly. Everyone is welcome. It's going to be a huge, huge celebration. Dancing. So much fun. $30 at the door. $20 in advance. And again, it's crowdrise.com/sweatforchange-LA. Just make a donation of $20. You'll automatically be on the guest list, and you are supporting an incredible cause, Little Kids Rock, and everything goes towards them.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm putting the link on my Facebook, too, can go to my Facebook and check it out.
Oh, thanks. You rock.
Yeah.
Now, so are you Canadian?
I am,
originally?
Yeah, from Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, so, really?
Yeah, I was just Coast. There.
Yeah. You were? What
part? In Toronto, I was. I actually threw an event at the Toronto Convention Center.
No way.
Yeah, it was this healer. I'm into healing and whatnot.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was this healer. It was John of God, and we brought him over to Toronto, and there were like 8,000 people that showed
up. No way, that's
amazing.
It was
incredible. Yeah.
That's so rad.
So awesome.
Yeah.
I know, I've been there a few times. It's a beautiful city. And
in the summer.
You know, the people are nice. Yeah. You know what? I enjoyed the winter because we don't get winters
that's
like
true,
that
that's
here.
True.
You know?
Where are
so
you from?
In Israel originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's not much snow there either. You know, it's pretty much the same weather as here. So I wanted to experience that, and that was pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, it's a great city. It's fun.
Yeah, it really is. So when did you move out here?
Just over 5 years ago, actually.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. And what brought you here?
A little bit of just like ants in my pants and not going to lie, a breakup.
What's in your pants? Oh, ants.
Ants in my pants.
It okay.
A little from column. I, you know, the sunshine, and a transition in my life. I was just like, I had been living in New York for a while. I had a couple of friends in LA and I just had an impulsive, you know, thing in me. I was like, you know what? I'm moving to LA, and I just did.
Wow.
And then
had you been here before? I mean, did you know what you were moving to?
Not like I had never seen the place I was moving into. Did not have a bed. Did not have, you know, anything like that. It was a little bit crazy. But I don't know. I had an instinct, and definitely was scary. But I got here and just won. One step at a time.
Yeah.
I guess I was, a little bit scrappy.
So what did you do when you first got here?
I taught private yoga for quite some time.
Okay, so you've been doing that for a while, yoga thing.
For quite a while, yeah.
I see,
So I started teaching private yoga, and I had been teaching moksha in Canada before that.
Oh, okay.
So my connection with moksha has actually gone on since moksha first started, so it goes, I've been friends with the Robertson sisters for even longer than that, so
are they from Canada too?
They are.
Okay.
So but yeah, I that's what I did when I first moved out here,
cool.
It looks like you're enjoying yourself out here, right?
I love it.
Do you?
I love it so much.
Wow.
in fact, when I have to go out of town every once in a while, I'm like always so excited to come back.
To come back,
and
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's funny because I used to be like that, and I just don't care anymore.
It's
weird. I've been here for like over 10 years, so I'm just. But you know what? I think now I'm finding. I don't know. I'm having like, it's just totally different for me because when I was very involved in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
So I think it was just really draining on me for just so long. And now I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing my whole spiritual, I don't need to be here. Like, I don't really.
You can be anywhere.
I know.
It, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's just, it's truly so much to do with the studio and it's just fun. Like I get jealous of the people that work at the desk because I'm like, you guys get to hang out here all the time. Like, this is the best. This is the best scenario.
That's funny.
And like every once in a while, I'm just like, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna hang out in like the lounge because it's inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's cool. And your family's still back in Canada?
Yeah. They're still in Toronto. My sister's actually in Boston. My brother's in Toronto. My parents are in Toronto.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you made yourself like a nice group of friends here and everything? I mean, you obviously have your partners and stuff. So.
Yeah, which are
And then
those...
you probably meet a lot of people at the yoga studio.
Oh, sure. Tons, yeah. No, I love it. I feel like this is my home.
Great.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear when people like LA, you know, because many people don't, you know, they're disillusioned with it.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I loved it for so long. It's just been kind of recently. It's been a lot of changes in my life.
I think it's because of what goes on in your life. It's not the city, you know, it's not the place.
Have you been like enjoying the mountains and the... I feel like you have to...
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. I mean, she's very active. Yeah. She goes hiking and...
You know what it is? It's been a huge sense of change recently, but it's been for the better. I mean, I absolutely agree that the universe has been on my side and been helping me go through these changes, but it's kind of been a whole cleansing of everyone in my life in a way.
Yeah.
And it's a wake-up call. It really kind of truly is. So I guess now for me, it's like finding my own... like another group of really good people and kind of, because I've been traveling so much that I'm like, yeah, I don't need to think about this. I'm just going to leave. Like, you know, so I don't know. I think that's a lot what it is.
It is kind of a transient place, huh?
Yeah.
Like it's, you do have to lay roots, which I think LAers are hesitant to do because people in LA are always up to something. Like they're like, they've got projects going on. And I think when you can create some sort of like home base, it really like people forget, you know, you go to other cities or other towns and there's
kind of boring.
You know, there's like a group. but there's also generally like, you know, like the like a like your group of friends or there's you know, like a community and I don't think that exists as much in LA and I think that it's because people are always on the go.
And many people move here for their career, you know, so they're really self-involved, you know. It's like they're focused on, that's what I want to do, you know.
But what the cool thing I find about LA people is that, like, when you can bring them together, watch out. Because they're magnetic. They're, like, they are crazy.
Yeah.
And you combine that kind of energy and you get these like unrealistic, amazing results.
There are great people here. I mean, there's millions of people. It's hard to generalize about everybody, you know? So I think there's a lot of great people here. Yeah, I mean, look, when my life was like in the dump and stuff, I wanted to move out of here. You know?
I'm not saying I'm in the dump.
I'm quite happy. You are.
It's just a revelation.
Yeah.
It's eye-opening.
You're at a different place in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. You've gone through a lot of change in the year and a half.
I know. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's what life is about.
I mean, I know that.
Yeah.
So.
That's what life's about, man. You got to keep growing, you know? Change All right, Emily, give us the website again so people can check it out.
So the studio is Moksha, Moksha, yoga, LA.com. For those of you out there who would like to come 80s style party with us on Sunday. Get your tickets now. It's crowdrise.com/sweatforchange-LA. There's a lot of slashes and dashes.
Yeah.
There, but donate $20. It all goes to Little Kids Rock, which is rad. And you will have a ticket under your name at the door.
Sounds
7
good.
O'clock, the Dragonfly in Hollywood.
80s music and everything,
music
and I'm
and
sure
everything.
A lot of cool
and
people.
Yeah, so many good people.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us. You're a lot
thank
of fun.
Thank you guys so much.
Of course, congratulations on raising all the money and everything.
Thank you.
It's always nice to see people involved in charities and stuff, so... Especially when they come from Canada.
Oh, stop. You had to get that in there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.